Good evening. This is the regular meeting of the Board of Aldermen Alderwomen. It's Thursday, January 9th, and the time is 7:03 p.m. Apologies that the camera is not working tonight, so just wanted to let everyone know you will not see our faces. Can we please rise for the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Can we please have the roll?
Mr. Newberg?
Here.
Ms.
Present.
Here.
Here. Mr. Kirchner?
Present.
He should be here in a bit. Robin, can you hear us?
I could hear you. I couldn't hear anybody else.
Okay, we can hear you now.
Okay. Here.
Mr. Hyder.
I'm here.
Okay, so the record should reflect. I'm sorry?
I'm here online.
Okay, so the record should reflect you have 8 members present. You have quorum.
Thank you. Number 4, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda. I have nothing to add. Okay. Number 5, public portion. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Frederick, come on up.
You saw me here, you know I got a big mouth. But anyway, a couple issues. One, I know it's cold out.
Frederick,
so
can you just state your name and address for the record? Thank you.
Frederick Pogorowski, 216 Derby Avenue, Derby, Connecticut. But as usual, I know it's too cold to do anything with the roads right now, but to put on the agenda, let's get some of these lines painted. Like I said, my wife's got a high-tech car, but it relies on low-tech paints to make all the things work. I pay extra taxes because the car's more valuable with all the toys. Secondly, let's consider doing a few of the lock the boxes, you know, the boxes so that we can write tickets for people who don't know how to use, don't know how to play red light and green light, obviously flunked out of kindergarten. We used to play it back then. And now that people got cars and can't play the game, it's getting a little more serious. So, you know, I'd like to see a few things on Derby Avenue and other parts of the city where at least let's start out with off like, excuse me, a little out of breath, but you know, at least let's do something in front of our firehouses because every minute counts when there's a fire. And maybe let's start considering maybe some speed humps like they have in New Haven and other cities around here to actually start slowing people down. I saw a speed hump in action and someone who decided to disregard it and their vehicle went 5 feet in the air, touched down and everything else, but it's the only way some people are gonna learn. Lastly, we had that huge tax increase, 12%. I only got about a 2 or 3% pay raise. So why did we have such a large tax increase? Let's have that audit. Thank you.
Thank you, Frederick. Is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak? Is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak? Third and final, is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak?
Yes, Karen Chemises, 25.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. I was figuring Mr. Lionetti was going to speak first, so I was giving him the room. But he's nice and quiet this evening. Well, I wanted to say that being that I'm sitting here looking at a blank screen, I am enjoying sitting in my warm house. But we're having chronic issues with this technology. And hopefully we can invest in some upgrades or some fixes so that it can be working functionally very well. It's very nice to be able to sit here at home and listen to you and also have the recordings after the fact. But if it's not working, then it's not much help. The second thing, I was looking at the December reports and the police department minutes have not made it to the website. So I was hoping that the police department reports that are going up as monthly reports would also include all of the arrest activities and whatever else that the police department has that was usually available within their packet, but none of that's being shown anymore in the calendar of events. And other than that, Happy New Year. Well, I'm looking forward to 2025 being exciting. We're going to have a Capital Planning Commission meeting that we can order some fire trucks and get moving without seeing huge tax increases. And it's going to be a wonderful year. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Third and final, one more time. Is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak? Okay, with that, public portion is closed. Number six, administrative and appointments. 6.1, refund of taxes. 6.1.1, monthly tax refunds. Move to approve tax refunds in the amount of $514.13, dated January 7th, 2025.
So moved.
Moved by Ron. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Pettinici. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, thank you. Number seven, committee reports and recommendations. No actions on the committees this month. Number eight, new business. 8.1, Eagle Scout project presentation at Irving School by Luke Camara. Discussion and possible action. Luke, would you like to come up? And just for the record, at 7:09 p.m., Mr. Chevarella has entered the meeting. Luke, it's all you.
Thank you. Luke Camara, 140 Park Avenue, Derby, Connecticut. First, I want to just say thank you for having me this evening. I would like to start just by going over my Eagle Project summary. There is one thing that I'd like to note. It addresses Board of Education members. I wasn't able to change it before I sent this to Mrs. Wodomski. So that's my apologies, but I'll go through with this. Good evening, distinguished members of the faculty, guests, and Board of Aldermen members. My name is Luke Camara, and I'm a Life Scout from Troop 3, Derby, Connecticut. In addition to being a scout in Derby, I've also attended Derby Public Schools for over 10 years. I've come to you today to present my Eagle Scout project. As a little background, an Eagle Scout project is a service project that demonstrates leadership needed to advance the Eagle Scout rank, the highest rank in scouting. Only 4% of people in all of scouting are Eagle Scouts, and I ask for your help in allowing me to receive this great honor. My plan for this project is to build free food pantries to be put in front of all the schools in Derby. There would be one located outside of Bradley School, one outside of Irving School, and a larger one for the campus of Derby Middle School, Derby High School, Rays Academy, and Little Raiders University. After speaking with many principals in the district, they've mentioned how food insecurity is a big issue in our community. These pantries would be in place to allow students and members of the public to take what they need from the donated non-perishable food items in the pantry. These pantries would be freestanding, built by myself via grants and funding, and maintained by the janitorial staff of the respective schools. We plan to have these fully built by the spring of 2025 and also plan on hosting a food drive around that time of year as well to get these pantries stocked. In closing, the main reason why I've come to you before you today was to get your perspective on the project. I would ask for your overall opinion on the idea, any questions you have regarding the project, and any comments and suggestions you may have to further improve upon the project. I appreciate your attention and hope we may work together to further better Derby Public Schools. Thank you. Thank you. First, I'd like to start just with why I'm here. So I have been in contact a lot with the Board of Education and specifically Dr. Conway in regards to the project because it's directly benefiting Derby Public Schools. I most recently met with the Plants and Facilities Subcommittee, more referring to possible permits needed for the locations. And so what they told me was that I did not need a permit for the Bradley location, nor did I need one for the campus of Derby High School. However, they were not sure if I needed one for Irving School, and so that's why I come before you today. I'd just like to, ask if I would possibly need one and the steps I would need to take to pull one. So yeah.
Luke, thank you so much. I think this is an amazing project. You are with an amazing organization with Troop 3. It certainly has a long and storied history in the city of Derby, and this project, you are now going to be making an impact and continuing to be part of that history of Troop 3 and the great legacy that they lead. As far as permit is concerned, I'm honestly not sure of the permit situation. Mark, do you know of any permit that would be needed for this project?
I'm not sure that they're if they don't need them at the other schools. I don't know what was meant.
This was the Irving property.
I believe the request is the before you tonight is because it's city property, mm-hmm. and you are the arbiter sure. and control of that. That's the request really to authorize it.
Correct. Yeah, correct. They weren't sure if I would need to be, speak before you mm-hmm. in regards to a permit.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
I think, yes. Yeah, so more permission than permit. Yeah. Okay. Great, great, great. But great project.
I appreciate it. I was speaking with Principal Caggiano of Derby Middle School, and she kind of came up with the idea. It was around September when school started, and I honestly just came up to her and I was like, hey, what can I do to benefit Derby Public Schools? I've been, going to these schools my whole life, and I wanted to make an impact in the community. And so she came up with the idea of food insecurity and how a lot of, members of the community deal with that. And so we wanted to combat that by making these pantries, which would allow members of the community to take the donated non-perishable food items from the pantries, which are donated from other members of the community for their own benefit. So, as of permission or permits, whatever it is, just wondering on that.
Sure.
Thank you.
And do you have specific, are there specific locations that you've identified at each location?
So not specific, sort of specifically. We spoke about for Bradley School, a little island near the entrance. They thought that'd be a great spot for that. As of Derby High School, where Derby Middle School is, they have a picnic bench right in front of it, and they thought it'd be a good location for that. If not, if that would not work, just because I have to, dig 4 feet into the ground, and if the ground was rocky or whatever the case may be, they thought right next to the door on the right side, if you're coming out of the school, would be another great alternative. And as of Irving School, we really didn't consider any locations yet because, again, we weren't sure about permits and stuff. So my main idea was to have it on where the main entrance of the school is, kind of on that right side if you're coming out of the school, somewhere around that area. So,
okay.
On the side road there?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh. Robin, you said on the side road?
Yes. Not on the main road, correct?
No, ma'am. It'd be on the Garden Place.
Okay. And I think what you're doing is a great job and definitely needed in the community.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Very admirable, Luke. I see you talked to the Board of Ed already, so they agree with their janitors to help you.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And as well, I was looking up my old troop in Tachikawa Air Force Base, Japan, back in the 60s, because I was a Boy Scout way back then. So I'm trying to find I think it's Troop 45 Far East, council or something like that, but I was very young. So yes, it's a great project there. Knowing when you walk in, if you walk out the door, it's the old flagpole is there. The tree where the flagpole goes through the tree. That's why we moved the flagpole last year. So that'd be a good spot right there. But kids would come out to see that. So the only other thing is, so does it lock up at night?
So,
So they would lock. How it would work is the janitors would have them open from like around 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Kind of in the time range of when the schools are open. And so after around 5 p.m., what they'd do is they'd lock them. They'll have bolt locks attached to them, and we'll also add like a padlock as well, just to make sure that they're secure.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other comments, questions from the board?
I just want to say this is a great idea. Combating hunger is a never-ending battle, and this is an amazing project, and so thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
I agree with what everyone has already said so far, and I just like to say I'm very impressed with how you've held yourself in front of this board. I know it's probably not an easy thing to do, especially at your age. I don't think I could ever be doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, when I was your age, you know, I'd be shaking so hard you could see the podium shake, you know. So I think you did a good job, and I hope to see you do more for our city.
I appreciate that. I did a school assignment today about like presenting yourself in front of large audiences. And I actually mentioned speaking in front of the Board of Ed and how that helped me and how it would hopefully help me to, you know, carry myself well in regards to presenting my idea to you guys. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, and I think you're doing a great job, especially for Derby Middle School and Derby High School with a lot of food insecurities at that age. It is a great idea. And as a former high school student in Derby, I think what you're doing is awesome. And the students are going to be overwhelmed with joy because you're giving them that chance where they can freely choose what they want to eat and it'll be available for them. So That's thank fine. You.
Of course. Thank you.
Okay, with that, I'd like to entertain a motion to approve Luke Kamara's Eagle Scout project at Irving School.
So moved.
Motion by Ron. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Robin. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you so much. Have a good rest of your evening. Thank you.
Okay, continuing on, 8.2, resolution, master municipal agreement for rights of way projects. Move to adopt the resolution approving the master municipal agreement for rights of way projects and to authorize Mayor Joseph L. DiMartino to sign said agreement. Is there a motion?
So moved.
By George. Is there a second? Second by Arthur. Any discussion?
Can you just go into it a little bit of it's like 30-something pages.
I'm happy to do so, Mr. Kurtica. The state of requires on an annual basis that municipalities enter into a master municipal agreement to manage rights of way projects. Rights of way are the public right of way. So we're talking about roads, streets, improvements associated with roads. This agreement defines how the money is managed because the money comes, this deals with state or federal monies that are passed on to the municipality to assist in the local road projects. Everything kicks off with a project authorization letter, which sets forth the terms and conditions. It's pretty much a form document Derby has entered into. This is the successor to the prior one, and it works fairly well. And it is about getting state and federal monies. So it's important.
Thank you.
It's always good that we get state and federal money here in the little Derby here.
Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, thank you. 8.3, 824 referral to Planning and Zoning Commission for 4 city-owned properties. Move to refer the sale of the following city-owned properties to the Planning and Zoning Commission for review under Section 824 of the Connecticut General Statutes. 3 Francis Street, 105 Hawkins Street, 196 Hawkins Street, Homestead Avenue Lot, Assessor, MLB, 5-483. Can I have a motion?
So moved.
By Ron, is there a second? Second by Jess. Any discussion? Attorney Petrillo, would you like to take the floor?
Yeah, I'll be happy to. I'll jump in on this. Director, I don't know why that keeps going on.
I don't know why it's strange.
The finance director and the administration identified, reported to the Board of Aldermen about the many city-owned properties that have been acquired over the years and sitting on basically the city books. You're not collecting tax revenue on them. They're not being put back into productive reuse. And in an effort to move forward, the finance director identified these 4 properties for sale. And if you recall, at a meeting about a month ago, maybe, board approved the retention of a real estate broker to help market these properties. And so the city was moving forward in that direction, contacted me in terms of what to do next. Well, 8-24 is the statute that we've talked about before. There's a mandatory referral when we're buying or selling properties. You do it many times. So this is like the first step in being able to sell these properties. So I would ask you to do that. And then I'll go forward and Brian jump in if I leave something out. But then I'll jump, after this passes, I will reference 8-4.
Is one of them the old bar?
I can't tell you that. I didn't pick these 4.
One is a lot. And actually, they're both houses. They're both homes. Hawkins Street one.
Yes. And 2 Francis Street, you know, because we took that one earlier this year. That's the old seltzer factory. We've taken it before, sold it, taken it back, and here we go again. So.
Okay, thank you. Is there any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next, 8.4. Schedule public hearing on sale of 4 city-owned properties. Move to schedule a public hearing on Thursday, February 13th, 2025 at 7 p.m. during the regular Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen meeting regarding the sale of the following 4 city-owned properties. 3 Francis Street, 105 Hawkins Street, 196 Hawkins Street, Homestead Avenue Lot, Assessor MLB, 5-483. Is there a motion?
I'll move.
By George. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Amy. Attorney Petrillo, it's all you.
And if I may on this, there is a state statute. We've talked about it, I think, before. 7-163E, and that statute requires a public hearing when municipally owned property is going to be sold, except in certain circumstances. If the property is worth less than $10,000, or if the property was taken back in a foreclosure. Well, I know 3 Francis Street. We started a foreclosure, if you recall. A bank had foreclosed on it, and then we started our foreclosure on top of it. The bank took title. The bank offered to give us a deed in lieu so that we took title. So we know even though we started a foreclosure in that case, we actually took title by virtue of a deed. So you would have to have a public hearing on that. A public hearing is an easy thing to do. So rather than research, Brian, if I'm saying this correctly, whether all of these came in by foreclosure or how they came in, it was easy enough just to schedule a public hearing. So that way we're safe. And that's the motivation behind that. 7-163E of the Connecticut General Statutes.
If I may, I think we talked about this 3 Francis Street for the city to buy it, and then we'd have to tear it down and everything. It just wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
That's the one, huh? Okay.
Okay, is there any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, thank you. 8.5, resolution regarding the sale of 4 city-owned properties. Move to adopt the resolution entitled Sale of 4 City-Owned Properties, dated January 8th, 2025. Is there a motion?
So move.
By Ron, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Robin. Attorney Baterle, you want to jump in?
I'm happy to do so. So the city of Derby exists by virtue of the state statutes and the creation. It is a creature of the state of Connecticut. As you know, the city charter is what they call the organic law of the municipality, and it controls how we do everything. The city charter is binding unless some state statute or state law overrides it. Well, our city charter, as it turns out, has a very interesting provision dealing with the sale of property. And it basically states, it's section 21, that all grants, a grant, just so you know, when you research the word grant, remember grantor, grantee in the town clerk's office, a grant is a conveyance of real property. This section pertains to grants and leases of real estate. Here we're trying to sell property, so we have to comply with section 21 of the city charter. It cannot be waived. Unlike, you know, in the purchasing area, there's a waiver. You can waive that. You can say, just list it. Broker, go ahead, sell it, bring it back. We'll approve the contract and we'll go forward. We can't do that here because section 21 requires a sale to the highest responsible bidder based upon sealed bids. So the broker is going to advertise these properties. The broker is going to, if you look at the resolution that was prepared, there are minimum bid prices based upon valuations done by the broker. It's going to be advertised on the city website. It's going to be advertised in MLS. It's going to be advertised in various other ways the broker is going to do it. And hopefully the city will obtain sealed bids and we'll be able to sell these properties, hopefully, for more than the various prices that are set out here. The properties are all going to be sold. You see how it's going to be the website, social media, multiple listing service.
How long is it out there?
Could be out there as long as we want.
Okay.
We, 60 days is
contemplate it right now, but you don't have to. You could, you know, just go out and extend.
The thought was you have the public hearing next meeting, and then the following board meeting is when you'll have all the bids back and you'll be able to review it and make a decision. But to Gilbert Hell's point, it can certainly be longer
if necessary. Okay. And the property is being sold as is, as you might expect. And the number four, we added that you have the right to reject any and all bids in your sole and absolute discretion. So that's it. And that ordinance and everything we just did is to deal with section 21 of your charter, which makes it a little bit more difficult than maybe in some other communities. Mm-hmm. But there's a way to do it, and we did it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. 8.6, request from finance director to increase salary of the tax collector position, discussion and possible action.
Hello, everyone. So my name is Brian Hall. I'm the finance director for the city of Derby. I'm here to discuss the salary
for the tax collector position. For those of you who are not aware, we've had some challenges in the tax collecting office recently. We've had some resignations, some abruptly, some retirements, and it's really put a large burden on myself and to try to figure out how to fill this gap, especially during tax season, which January is, with all the bills coming in. Doing my best to hold down the fort there. We've got some temp help that started today. And, you know, we're going to try to do the best we can to serve the people of Derby. You know, however, obviously, it's not ideal for me to be spending bulk of my time down there as so many other things in the finance department are continuing to build up. We've gone through this process fairly recently, identified some good candidates. However, even back then, it was salary was going to be a challenge, especially with the quality of candidates we've got. As you see, you know, these rates haven't even changed at all in the last 3 years. They've been stuck at around $71,000. And what I will say is the responsibility of this position has expanded dramatically with the inclusion of the WPCA work, which wasn't the case. And the reason that was done was because the goal is to have a tax office that's doing both, and that we don't have idle people for 1 month when other people are kind of going crazy and need help. And so if all of the tax collectors are trained to do both the work for the city and for the WPCA, then during those peak times, you've got two assistants to help the one tax collector, which should be more than sufficient. The WPCA has agreed to fund a full-time position as well as allocate almost $40,000 for finance type activities, which would include the tax collector position. This is something that, having now spent a full year supporting the WPCA and on the tax side, I am very confident I'm going to increase that allocation in the upcoming budget cycle. So the additional roughly $7,000 that I'm looking to increase this position for, I am, again, highly confident I will get the WPCA to fund vis-a-vis an allocation when we do the budget cycle. This extra money will allow us to look for some better candidates, as well as to potentially even hire a candidate that we met before. We're going to do some more digging on that and potentially re-interview. However, that could be a solution that could come up really quickly. However, we know, again, that this salary is going to be an issue. So if this doesn't happen, then we'll have to kind of start over again, which we may or may not do anyway, but this gives us a lot more flexibility. And like I said, we need a good caliber of talent at the city. This is a position that's going to fund itself over time. Even our last tax collector that hired challenges was able to bring in significant tax revenue by putting a lot of holds on automobiles that just had never been done in the city. So I am confident that, you know, a seasoned tax collector will know how to improve some of the collection rates within the city, moving funding themselves, especially for this potential increase. Does anyone else have any questions for me?
Brian, just one question. The money that the WPCA is going to most likely fund is just a one-time?
It would be
annual budget. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Brian, for our size town, 12,000 people, what would you say? How far off are we on fair salary?
I think is fair, probably still a little bit on the low side, but it should allow us to get a decent caliber candidate. I mean, certainly I would love to go higher, but I think this is fair. I think just where we are is just too low. WPCA is different. Every town and city, no one's going to walk in here knowing what to do there, and they're going to have to be trained and learn, and they're going to have to be willing to
really kind of roll up their sleeves. Something that was a real challenge to get the last tax collector to do. And look, I've done it, and it's not easy, and there's a lot of questions that need to be answered, and this certainly did put a challenge on, but it's the right approach. I mean, it's crazy to have some people working like crazy and other people sitting there doing nothing and vice versa on other months, and people transferring it to somebody else to answer a question. Just completely inefficient, and you wouldn't see it anywhere else. And so, you know, we've got to fix it, and you got to have a chief that is really qualified and knows his or her stuff. So
you stand around the 78.5?
Yes.
And Brian, you said there were increased responsibilities of the tax collector with the WPCA?
Correct. Yeah, certainly historically there was no responsibility with the WPCA, and, you know, for all these ranges, you know, last year was the first time where we did start to consolidate the functions. And like I said, there's been some challenges and some pushback, mostly because you have to learn. You have to learn what Derby's doing, and it's generally different in every community. And it keeps you busy all year long because we're set up that way. We're set up so that, you know, September's WPCA and September and March versus July and January, and then you've got supplemental bills and so on. So, you know, you can keep the team very busy all year long, which is great. But you need a leader that can answer both questions, that knows everything. There's so many similarities. It's the same system, right? It's the same process. It's just, you know, coming up with the bills is a different formula, different math. And there's two bills with WPCA. So arguably, there's even more, and they're not in your mortgage. So you've got people showing up all the time. So it's really busy in those months.
I'd like to, yeah, that's,
oh, yeah. It's in the job description. It was in the job description last time.
So it's not increased. So if it's in the job description, then it was not increased duties?
See the job description this last go round.
Yeah.
So I guess it's not increased compared to the last tax collector, but I would argue she wasn't doing really that role anyway. So.
Okay. So I'd also just like to know, I know that there were no increases in some years, but that was during salary freezes across the board. So, you know, no one got their increases in particular years. I would like to see just some like CCM data regarding this. And I would like to make a motion to move this to the Finance and Public Safety Committee meeting on January 23rd. Is there a second?
I couldn't hear you. Sorry.
I made a motion to move this to the Finance and Public Safety Subcommittee meeting.
To look at the job description? Is that?
And the salary and the salary data to our subcommittee, Robin.
Okay. Second.
All right. Second by Robin. Any more discussion?
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You get what you pay for. So, you know, a salary increase to get a qualified candidate, you know, it speaks volumes in terms of the applicants that you get. So, that's my take for the past several years, and it's going to be my take for the next several years.
Thank you, Rob. Any other discussion?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with Mr. Hyatt too as well. Has this gone out? Has this posted already, these positions? Have you posted them?
Yeah, they're posted.
Okay, so is there a salary range in that posting?
Salary range is the current salary range, yeah.
Okay. Without the
without
in the, hopefully in an anticipated increase.
Well, without the anticipated increase, right?
So it went out. So how long is it going to be posted for? 10 days, 20 days? Did you have this set?
Yeah, as long as we need it to find some candidates. Like okay. I said, we have a candidate that we could move on, but not at the current salary.
Right. So
has that candidate given a salary that they want?
Yeah, it is right in the range of the 78.5. That's what they're currently at. So they're willing to potentially move over for the same thing because there's other benefits that would help them, but.
But the job description would still go out and get other candidates potentially.
Yep, absolutely sure.
Okay, so whatever, how long it takes you to make a decision to hire this person, and you know the person tells you that well, you know we're kind of you know we're still off on the salary. Don't be afraid to come back. I told you this before. Don't be afraid to come back to the board and tell us that this is the candidate you want and this is kind of the range they're looking for so that we could look at this closely. I know we're meeting on the 23rd, so hopefully by the 23rd you'll know that what candidate, a candidate, several candidates that you recommend after they're interviewed and everything, and you recommend this one person or one or two people, and they come back to us and said, and tell us that this is what I'd like the salary to be. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
So obviously if we send it back to committee, effectively you'd be waiting a month because we'd be waiting for the February meeting to actually vote on it. So I know you said this is going to be a busy month for taxes. How does us waiting to make a decision and pushing it to the committee, how is that going to impact your job role? Are you going to be picking up more slack downstairs? Like, we don't want you to be overburdened with what you got going on.
Yeah, I remember I was the only one in the office. So all along standing at the counter taking taxes. Pretty much this week, it's been close to that. So my duties as finance director are pretty much been almost like just trying to make sure payroll goes out and AP goes out, and that's kind of it. Audits not happening. You know, there's a ton of things that are going to just continue to pile up on the finance side that I'm not going to be able to do if I'm, you know, I mean, the lawyer's going to have to appoint me the assistant tax collector next week so that I can release liens and do things. So the sooner I get this position filled, the better.
Is this just one position?
Correct.
So no offense, but it's not like we're hiring 100 teachers and giving them $7,500 a piece, guys. I mean,
right.
You're shorthanded. We're losing money here. People could be collecting taxes. It's going to pay for itself. I trust you in that, and you're saying that. I mean, why wouldn't we move forward with it now? I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, so I kind of agree with Mr. Chevrolet. Is there a motion on the floor on this?
There's a motion.
Yeah. Linda, does the mayor's office have an opinion on this? The mayor's in favor. Okay.
Can we still put this topic on to the committee's agenda? I mean, vote for this in favor, and then you guys have a discussion in your committee moving forward, the CCM data, whatever you want to look at. I mean, I know we're approving it now. I don't know if there could be some sort of like temporary salary. I'm just trying to think of a way to get around it without having Brian for a month pick up all this additional work, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's good to move ahead tonight. So if the people that did the motion and the second could rescind, we can make a motion to move on it tonight.
Robin.
But it is posted, right?
Yes.
It is posted.
I thought we were bringing it back just to go over the salary, but we were still moving ahead.
I'm sorry, Robin.
I thought we were bringing it back to committee to go over the salary, but we were still having it posted and taking applicants.
Well, we're posting it at the lower salary, which tends to bring in different people and not maybe who we want, a different caliber, you know.
Captain must prefer to tomorrow to post the higher salary That's what I would do if this passed.
So if this were to pass tonight, Brian, how quickly does that, could you get that updated?
Yeah, we'll have it updated tomorrow.
Do we send?
Robin.
Yes, I can rescind it.
Okay, and I'll rescind my motion as well. But I do just one more note. You know, we received this yesterday afternoon. No one from this board got a phone call, an email, or anything with a request. And so I would encourage you. I would encourage the mayor's office to be open and communicative with this board, especially when something like this is going to be put on the agenda the afternoon before a meeting.
Yeah, understand. I was as surprised as anyone. I walked in Monday and realized I had to become the tax collector because she left with no notice. So unfortunately, things happen quickly, and I'm doing the best I can, getting the temp in a couple of days, you know, because again, the tax collector's leaving and the assistant tax collector's leaving. And while she gave notice, she also has time off. So, you know, we're really, there's, you know, just the part-time person down there, the WPCA, which is, you know, not ideal.
Hello, Robin. How can I help?
I can make a motion. I'd suggest the salary to be $78,000.
Was it 78 or 78.5?
I'm saying 78. It's 78.5 here, but going up 7,000, I think, would be sufficient.
Okay, that's in the form of a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by George. Any discussion?
Brian, does that $500 make a difference?
But you know, if we did decide we wanted to move on that one candidate, it might. So I'll have to see. That would be the only potential risk, is the one candidate that we could move on quickly, potentially.
Sarah, I don't know the rules. There's a motion on the floor. Would we have to vote on that in order to make a second motion? How does that work?
Yep. The motion wins or loses.
If I may jump in on this. So you have a motion on the floor. If, Rob, the question is whether you want to make a second motion. Are you talking about the $500?
Yes.
Okay. There's a couple different ways to handle it. One is to make a motion to amend the current motion for 78, to amend it to make it 78.5. Then you have somebody second the amendment. Then you vote on the amendment. Does the amendment pass? Then if the amendment passes, then you vote on the motion as amended. That's probably the cleanest way to handle it.
Okay.
Robert's rules type way to.
Yeah, that makes sense. So I would make a motion to amend the Ron's motion to make the salary 78.5.
Okay, motion by Rob, seconded by Dave. Any discussion? I would just like to make a note that, you know, this is a fast acting motion on one particular position. And there are a lot of positions throughout the city that probably need a second look at where the salaries are. And so this is not an ideal, this is not ideal timing, but I think we need to do, and Brian, with your help, taking a look at what the salaries throughout the city are and getting them up into, getting them where they need to be as well, either to bring in eligible great candidates and whatnot. And we'll, you know, rely on your expertise to get us in line with market rates. And that's it for me. Any more discussion?
Sarah, I understand what you're saying, and I don't disagree. However, we've had multiple million-dollar mistakes from the previous administration, and I don't think an additional $500 is going to make or break the city. If 78,000 and 78,500 is going to make a difference in getting the candidate that Brian Hall, who I believe we all trust in, if that $500 is going to make a difference, I think we need to move on that.
Sure. And it just, you know, I'm just talking about the overall employees within the city.
Agreed. And I don't disagree on that. But, you know, being the timeliness of this matter, I don't think $500 is going to make or break the city, especially considering the million-dollar mistakes that we've seen in the past several years of the previous administration.
Multi-million. All right. Thank you, Rob. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, I'm sorry. And that is to the amendment of 78,500, to be clear.
So now you have to vote on the main.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
As amended. You vote on the main.
Okay. We're voting on the main motion as amended. Dun, 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 dun. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. 8.7, elect president of the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen for 2025 discussion and possible action. Are there any nominations?
I would like to nominate George Curtica.
Okay. That's by Jessica. Is there a second?
I second.
By Amy. Are there any other nominations?
I would like to nominate Sarah Wadomsky.
By Arthur Newberg. Is there a second?
I'd like to second that.
Second by Robin. Are there any other nominations?
I move the nominations be closed.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, by Ron and Amy. Okay, Mr. Clerk, would you like to call the roll?
Mr. Newberg?
Before you do that, Mr. Clerk, there's a motion to close nomination that's been made. I don't know if you need
And there was a second.
And there's been a second.
There was a second.
I don't know if you need to go to a roll call on that.
I'm so sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Now you go. Okay. So this is on the vote for Mr. Kurtica or Ms. Wadomsky. Mr. Newberg.
Wadomsky.
Ms. Petanici.
Kurtica.
Ms. Wadomsky.
Wadomsky.
Ms. Berrios Perez.
Curtica.
Mr. Curtica.
Curtica.
Mr. Sill.
Curtica.
Mr. Chevarella. Ms. Falcioni Smith.
Wadomsky.
Mr. Heider.
Curtica.
Okay, so we have 5 for Mr. Kurtica, 4 for Ms. Wadomsky.
Everyone? All right, number 9, old business. No action items of this month. Number 10, executive session. We'd like to invite, Linda, would you like to stay for executive session? Yes. Okay, anyone else needed?
Just me.
Okay.
we're going to go on without you, Gino.
Gino, we'll try to go on. We're going to try.
At least everyone laughed, right?
Yeah. Smile. So can I have a motion to go into executive session at 7:57, and we're inviting Linda Fusco into the meeting. And
Corporation
Council.
So moved.
Is there a second? Ron and Jess. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, thank you.
And the basis for the executive session is to discuss a personnel matter. Got this next one. I thought I got it, but the basis for the executive session is the discussion of a personnel matter. No, that would be B. We haven't voted on B. Did you? Yes. Did you? Oh, so the second. All right. So there was one motion as to both. I'm sorry. Yes, I misunderstood that. All right. So on the second matter, City of Derby versus Reed, it pertains to litigation. Yes.
So what we'll do.
What we'll do is pause the recording and put the folks on Zoom in the waiting room. And then when we're ready, we'll come back in. Okay.
Okay, the time is 8:12 p.m. Can I have a motion to come out of executive session?
So moved.
By Rob, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ron. Okay, number 11, regular session action from executive session. Discussion and possible action on the following matter. A, City of Derby versus Reed. There's no action. Number 12, adjournment.
Motion to adjourn, 8:12.
Motion by Ron. Is there second. A second?
Second.
Second by Robin. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. At 8:12 p.m. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.